We're doing Jewish history, and we had learned the great war that had taken place between the Egyptians and the tribes from Africa, led by a descendant of Esav, who was trying to take revenge, Tsipho, if you recall. And we had learned how the Egyptians initially told the Jews, stay behind. Remember, this is the period after Yaakov Avinu and before the enslavement began. So the Egyptians told the Jews, we're wary of you. You guys just stay behind. And then the Egyptians retreated and left the Jews to fight for themselves. And now the Jews were victorious. And only after they were running after the tribes into Africa did they actually realize, hey, it's only us. There are no Egyptians here. So on their way back, any Egyptian soldier they'd meet, they would kill. They said, you deserted us. You let us die. And v'yesh asher imtzu to bnei Yisrael baderech v'idabru bnei Yisrael ishel reo hiku hiku ki Yishmael hu adomi hu mibnei kitim v'amdu alav haraku v'hem yadu ki mitzri hu. And sometimes the Jews would pounce on an Egyptian on their way back and they'd say, kill him. He must be an Edomite. He must be a Yishmaeli. He must be one of those tribes. Even though they really knew he was an Egyptian, they made believe he was one of the enemy. So on their way back to Egypt, they killed 200 Egyptians. And so the Egyptians saw what the Jews had done to them. So then the Egyptians started fearing the Jews. They saw that they were mighty warriors. They said, wait a second, we all retreated. They continued advancing, and they didn't lose a single soldier. So at the end of the war, the Jews come back to Goshen and they're happy. The Egyptians each goes back home, but there's been a trauma in Egypt. The Egyptians now look at the Jews and they say, wait a second. They were able to stand up to an enemy that we could not stand up to. And then the Egyptians gathered, the advisors of Pharaoh gathered, the elders of Egypt, and they bowed before the king, Vayomeru, and then they said, Hine am b'nei Yisrael ravatsum. You know, this nation, the Jews, they're pretty awesome. V'yadat hara asher asu lanu, and you know the evil they did to us, baderech b'shuvenu mamilchama, on our way back from war. V'reit ha'gvuratam ha'chazaka, you saw how mighty they were. V'gvura lahem me'avotam. They have this might, it's on tradition. Ki metei me'at amdu negedam rav kachol hayam. They stood, there were few numbers, and they stood up against the masses, and they were victorious. And even though they demolished the enemy, they didn't lose a single soldier. So now we have to figure out how to cause the Jews to be diminished. Slowly but surely, we have to eradicate the Jews. Lest they outnumber us. Vayulanu lesatan. Because now we've seen that they could turn against us. They could very easily become our enemy from within. If war erupts again, now we have to worry about the Jews in our midst. Im sonenu, they might join forces with our enemies. And then they could eradicate us after what we saw in this war. Notice how the Medrash builds up to the Psukim we know. When we read the Psukim, it seems like the Egyptians are so cruel turning against the Jews. And the Medrash gives us the backdrop to the scene. That it was after a war where the Egyptians could not stand up, they retreated. The Jews did stand up to the Africans. The Jews came back and killed 200 Egyptians as revenge for being deserted by the Egyptians. And the Egyptians quietly united and said, wait a second, now they're a threat.
This common knowledge is Midrash?
No.
So yeah, usually you're sitting with the Agada, you know, it's like it comes from the top down, from power, you know, Passover, they're not just in Goshen, they're all over it. They might side with our enemies, and he has to have this whole anti-Semitic campaign. Here, we see the ground is already very fertile from the bottom up, from the masses.
What year is this?
The year we're at right now is 2332.
Okay. So we're still in Egypt and we left to fight.
This is 110 years before the servitude.
Okay.
Before the Exodus. The Exodus was 2448. So it's 110 years earlier. In 30 years, Moshe will be born. It's going to take 30 years now for the enslavement to get gradually harsher and harsher.
So at this point, they're not enslaved.
They're not enslaved.
But they do count it as part of the time for slavery.
Right.
Right. This midrash is from...
So I wasn't sure. I said last time. I'm not sure. I'm not sure who he's quoting here. Not sure.
I hope I didn't ask this last week, but how can you go from 100 fighting men to 600,000 fighting men in 110 years?
Okay, that's a good question. Who said there were 600,000 fighting men?
Well,
it says 600,000 men. It doesn't say they were capable of fighting. 600,000 ragli, 600,000 men who were walking. We don't know how many of them were warriors.
Okay. So it's just everyone older than 20.
Everyone over 20, yeah. Yeah. But that's a good question. No, it is a good question. So now Pharaoh has to decide what he's going to do about this new threat called the Jews. So.